Ethan Vogt's on the mound. Donnie, he's no stranger to pitching this time of year.
He is not at all, Kirby. He's been in these situations a lot of times for the El Rosa Saints so far, which have made a lot of state appearances in their tenure as the El Rosa Saints. So he's no stranger to the mound. Pitched for the Gophers at one time. Pitched for Northwood Leagues.
Yeah, he's seen some big spots, seen some good hitters, as he's got a 1-2 count right now on T.J. Schmidtke, the shortstop for the Blue Earth Pirates. Victors, as Ed mentioned, over St. Joe last, that was last Sunday they took on St. Joe. That victory for the Pirates over the Joes, as that was a, looking for a score here, that was a victory for them over St. Joe by a score of 6-0. They won that game, was over in Broughton, as the 1-2 pitch fouled over our head. That was the 2-2 pitch, actually. We're here in Hutchinson at Veteran Memorial Field on KASM AM 1150 or 105.5 HD2, or always online, mykasm.com. Schmidtke, a left-handed swinging batter, as Vogt's 2-2 offering. That is just below the knees right there. Umpire had that little flinch ball call, and it almost looked like he was ready to punch him out. But we got a pretty good perspective of the strike zone here.
Another one of the fans, a friend of mine, sitting on the other side over there, he says, how can you tell what the ball and strikes are like? I said, I don't know. They look pretty close on some of them. Chris Beyer was throwing early, but said we got a different angle.
We can tell if it's high or low, though.
You betcha.
In and out might be a little tough for us, Donnie, but high and low, we got a pretty good view of that. As the payoff pitch to Schmidtke, it's laced down into the bullpen. Matt Imdick, drafty from Meyer Grove, over to retrieve out of that El Rosa dugout. Saints champions of Region 15C. 3-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground. Candy hot for Pat Ilias. He will win that race to the base as he waves off Ethan Vogt. Three unassisted for out number two. Donnie, the champs of Region 15C, the last time you saw these guys, a little controversy there against Regal to end that title game.
Yes, it was at first base there. I thought the guy, you know, the way it was, I thought the umpire had called him safe at the time, but apparently not.
So, yeah, the safe call, and that allowed Mittendorf to scoot all the way around to score. And
never broke stride.
Never stopped once. So two away here. Brandon Olson to the plate is Olson missing right there with the first offering from Ethan Vogt. Vogt's offering was missing. Olson, the right fielder here for Blue Earth, set the Saints up for you defensively as the 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss right there from Olson. Three hitter in this game. Hopefully, not the day the last three hitter had for
that guy had a day, didn't he? Five
did
RBIs,
he ever.
Two home runs,
big hack right there from Olson. He comes up empty, 1-2. Yeah, was it a Rogers? His name?
Yes, it was Blake Rogers.
A couple dingers and. Five RBIs, not a bad little start to a state tournament as Vogt's 1-2 offering to Olson, missing below the knees. It's James Kiefler at third, Matt Mittendorf at short, A.J. Hadley at second, Pat Ilias at first base. Vogt's 2-2 offering, that's low, gobbled up by Cody Eichers behind the plate. Fill it up at 3-2. Austin Imdick in left field. It's pronounced Imdick, right?
Imdick.
I was messing with the
Imdicky.
Imdicky, as the PA announcer says. Payoff pitch here. That is hit in the air to center field. That's where Kevin Kiefler scoots in. He makes the catch cap high to retire Brandon Olson. And the Pirates go in order here in the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits. There were no El Rosa errors. Nobody left on base. Donnie will come back in a minute, and he'll give you that El Rosa batting order. And we'll see the Saints coming up to bat. That's coming up in 1 minute. It's state tournament baseball action. It's Donnie Heinen, Kirby Hemish with you here on KASM.
Okay, leading out, playing shortstop would be Matt Mittendorf, batting second, playing second base would be A.J. Hadley, batting third, playing right field would be Austin Hadley. Catching today will be batting fourth would be Cody Eichers, batting fifth. The designated hitter, Matt Schmitz, batting sixth, playing first base, Pat Ilias, batting seventh, playing center field, Kevin Kiefler, batting eighth, the pitcher today, Ethan Vogt, batting ninth, playing third base, James Kiefler, and playing left field, Austin Emdick.
It'll be Matt Mittendorf, A.J. Hadley, Austin Hadley due up here. You look at that El Rosa batting order, Donnie. You've been watching this region, this league, for quite some time. You see a guy like Ethan Vogt's name penciled in the eight hole. That's a pretty good batting order.
Yeah, they added the other Austin Hadley to this lineup, too. That was not a bad addition for the Rosa Saints. You know, and you got A.J. Hadley now coming over here. I think this is his second or third year now with El Rosa. Tell you, a couple of nice sticks in the top of the order there. And Cody Eichers, another one, you know. So you're looking at three out of the top four have been brought in the last how many years, you know. So
nice little additions to their lineup, and that lineup pretty tough. And it starts with this guy right here is Matt Mittendorf. Looks at a first pitch ball, second pitch in there for a strike. Matt's going to go up there and see some pitches to start a game.
And he makes things happen. He's a good drag bunter. I watched that in the regionals, and this one they're not going to get.
1-1 pitch. That's smacked down the left field line. It'll drop for our game's first hit. Big turn at first base, but Mitty's going to scoot back into first, and it's a leadoff single for Matt Mittendorf. You talk about he's a guy, he can drag a bunt down on you, and he can smack a pitch, you hang it over the plate. He's gonna lift that into left field.
They put a clinic on in the regions. I don't know which game it was against. That was St. Martin, I believe, when he started bunting and a drag bunting. And I seen a suicide in that game, too, where two runs scored.
Kept coming. So Hadley to the plate, and A.J. squares to bunt. He puts one down, a perfect one down the third base line, fielded by the catcher. High throw, but they got a big first baseman over there. Bobby Olsen's throw over to Lee Hodges. Sacrifice is in order. So Hadley does the job as Donnie, going to pick your brain a little bit right here. You know, you've seen me manage now for a couple of years, and I know you once got to call some shots every once in a while. You like bunting that early in a ball game,
or sometimes
you like letting the game play out a little bit?
I'd rather see the game play out a little bit, but state tournament time here, I guess. You got to look at it this way. How good is this pitcher? How good is our pitcher?
Yeah.
Should we try to get a run early or not? So,
can you get a chance? You get Mittendorf in scoring position for Hadley and Eichers coming up. That's not a bad bad little option there. Pitcher is Aaron Wendt for Blue Earth as his first offering to Austin Hadley is in there for a strike. We'll set the Pirates up for you defensively. Mittendorf in at second base. We're in the bottom of the first. 0-0 our score. El Rosa and Blue Earth looking for a little final weekend berth here as the one-strike pitch. That's in at the knees to Austin Hadley. And he was the man who hit the ball on the ground in that bottom. What was that, ninth or tenth in that region championship against Regal? And the controversy over at first base, at I think Randy said it best when he broadcasted it. They'll be talking about that one for a long time.
Yeah, I imagine there's some sleep lost over that one, I'm sure.
Some arguments. You know, El Rosa and Regal pretty close in proximity, and a lot of guys who've played on each team. Both of the Hadley boys played some time in Regal. So 1-2 pitch here from Wendt to Hadley. That's low, and it's gobbled up. Nice stop right there by Bobby Olsen. Boy, he wore that thing about in the face mask right there, Donnie. Big stop.
Didn't get that off the beard, did he?
No. I mean, he got one out here. You got Mittendorf at second, and he's a great aggressive base runner. He gets to third on that play. It's an opportunity to score on a sack fly.
You bet.
So a big stop right there by the catcher, Bobby Olsen. As the left-hander, Aaron Wendt, looks in. He's set right at the letters. 2-2 pitch. That's tapped on the ground towards third. Candy hop for the third baseman. Throw across the diamonds in time to retire Hadley. Yeah, that's Kane Malo making the play right there. 5-3. Out number two. Hadley was busting down the line, but just couldn't beat her out. It's Malo over at third. Shortstop is TJ Schmidtke. Second baseman Trent Sonicson. And at first base, Lee Hodges. So two away. Mittendorf remains at second base. And Cody Eichers into the batter's box. Cody, the dangerous left-handed hitting catcher here for El Rosa. First offering. Just missing right there. Umpire telling us it was ball and it was out. I love when they do that. Let you know where it was. Nobody's asking where was it, Donnie.
Yeah, that's it.
It was ball out. He told you.
Take the question away.
1-0 pitch to Eichers. Cut on that one. Evens it up at 1-1. This kid strikes plenty of fear into the Stearns County League pitching staff.
He's
not a guy you like seeing with a guy in scoring position.
It's too bad that Austin Hadley couldn't get the ball to the right side over there to get Mittendorf over to third. But
1-1 pitch, off speed, missing up right there to Eichers. Cody started his amateur career playing in Spring Hill. Now he's made his way over to El Rosa. It's probably his third or fourth year there. 2-1 the count. Went the lefty set. He checks Mittendorf at second as the 2-1 pitch. Eichers chasing a little bit as he falls that one into the netting.
Actually worked out pretty good for Cody Dinton coming over to El Rosa now with D. Miller not catching as much anyway.
Yeah, chance
really
to get back there.
Didn't really have much of a chance to do some catching here. Now he got a chance to catch in El Rosa, and we talked to his dad about it, and he said he never caught a lot except for when he was younger.
As the 2-2 pitch is tapped on the ground, it's the pitcher went, knocks it over, coming around Mittendorf, and he's going to be, what do they say? Out, safe? What are they pointing? Safe at the plate. So Mittendorf never stopped.
Yes,
umpire kind of had a couple of calls there. It was knocked away by the pitcher went on a tapper. Second baseman came over. That's Sonicson. He threw to first, and Eichers hustles it out. Mittendorf, as you said, never broke stride. It looked like the ball beat him there, and Bobby Olsen tried putting the tag on him. I don't know if Mitty kind of jumped over the tag and then snuck in afterwards once he got past the plate, Donnie, but it's 1-0 Saints anyway.
How did the ball get out of his catcher's mitt? It was plenty of time to throw, and I seen Mitty. He stopped a little bit to see where he could get to the plate. And I don't know if he kicked the ball out of his glove or what, but
so he knocks it away, and they're going to give a base hit right there. So it's a single for Eichers. Saints strike the scoreboard first, and you mentioned it twice. You said the double steal suicide squeeze, and then that game ender on a ground ball to third.
Did the same thing again here, didn't he?
Just never quit running, Don. And then kind of an acrobatic base running move by Mittendorf. And umpire confused me. I thought he punched him out. And then next thing you know, he's pointing. And
he's pointing at the plate. And I thought, well, did he catch it or did he call him out?
Well, Rosa Dugout came out happy. So I assumed it was a run scored. And that was the case here. So two strikes on Matt Schmitz.
It's on the board.
It's on the board is right. Two-strike pitch. There's that's lifted into right field. We'll see if Eichers will run. He's looking at Imdick coaching third, and Austin's telling him to stay right there. So three hits here in the bottom of the first inning. The Saints still cooking here in the bottom of the first as a guy who's got a couple state tournament at-bats walking into that left-handed batter's box.
Man, huh? Been around the block a few times, Pat Ilias, and he's still just a good all-around hitter. He can hit for power. He can hit opposite field. He pulls the ball well.
Give you a good at-bat, you bet.
Fun to watch.
It's a guy I know a lot of guys in our league, our region, have a ton of respect for as he gets into the batter's box. It's Schmitz at first, Eichers at second. First pitch missing low right there. It's actually scooped out of the dirt by Bobby Olson. Outfield here for the Pirates, it's John Franta in left field. Cody Sokolsky in center field. Right fielder is Brandon Olson. As Wendt looking to stop the bleeding here in the first as the 1-0 pitch, that's missing low. Now 2-0 to Pat Ilias.
I kind of hate to harp on age of any ball player that's playing this game, and Pat Ilias has been playing for a lot of years already, and he's in his 40s, so you can still see you can play baseball when you're 40-some years old, so and he does it real well.
Sure does. He's still a heck of a ball player. As he looks at a 2-0 pitch, that's missing. Now 3-0, it's Kevin Kiefler on deck here for the Saints. 3-0 pitch, that's in at the knees to Ilias. Pat was actually ready to flip the bat there for a second. I think it's a bit of a guessing game right now up at the trying to feel out that strike zone right now from the home plate umpire.
I think he's actually the head baseball coach in BBE, isn't
he? He is, absolutely. 3-1 pitch, that's low ball four, and that'll load them up. Bases full of Saints here in a big spot early in the game for Kevin Kiefler.
Now batting the center fielder, number four.
He could put a lot of hurt on the pitcher here right now if he can get a base hit here and get a couple more runs in for El Rosa.
Saints got Ethan Vogt on the mound.
I'll tell you what, you give him a lead.
Yeah, look out.
I think he always, what I've seen already, if he gets a lead, gets through them first four or five innings, he gets tougher.
First pitch, Kiefler swinging on the ground to short. Schmidtke up with it, flips it to the second baseman, Trent Sonicson, to retire Ilias. It'll be a fielder's choice for Kevin Kiefler. And that does it for the Saints in the first, but they strike first. They score one run on three hits. There were no errors. Bases left loaded after one here in Hutchinson. It's 1-0 El Rosa as they lead Blue Earth here in the 93rd annual State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Top of the second, that's coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM. Top two we go. Donnie, I know you raised a couple boys at the ballpark. Might have even raised a daughter at the ballpark. You caught something between innings there. Pretty
yes,
cool
I
little
did.
Scene.
Pat Ailey's playing first base over there, and I believe that's his young son. He's taking infield. He's throwing the balls to the third, short, and second baseman until Pat gets out there. He says, you take over for me for a little bit.
Dad was left on base there at the bottom of the first, so went back to the dugout, maybe got a sip of water, and told the boy to go out there and throw the ball around.
Take care of this for me.
Pretty good stuff. It's a family game as Bobby Olson steps in. First pitch from Ethan Vogt is missing. Second pitch chopped very high, maybe off the plate over to James Kiefler at third. James up with it across the diamond in time. We might have a soft plate here today. A little dome ball right there,
there
Donnie.
There it is. There it was. Tell you what, this is the best place to raise kids as far as I'm concerned, is at a ball field.
Couldn't agree. That's where I grew up. That's where a lot of us, seam heads spent our summers. And the people who say, well, what are you wasting your time for with that? It's like, well, it's not really wasting time to us.
I don't think so.
Lee Hodges into the batter's box as first pitch from Vogt snaps a off-speed pitch in there. Ethan given that one-run lead in the top of the first inning from his manager, Matt Mittendorf. Big E right back. His one strike pitch. That's hit on the ground towards the aforementioned Mittendorf, who gobbles it up kind of on that medium hop, Donnie. He gobbles it up nicely, though.
Nice.
Cross the diamond in time. Some good shortstops in Region 15. We saw a doozy, Jordan Beyer. You know, you'll see Kyle Leeser tomorrow morning. I got to throw my guy Adam Bacchus in there, but Matt's right up there with those guys.
Adam Bacchus is a good shortstop. But Matt, like watching him. You bet Mittendorf is tough.
Matt's a good, I mean, he goes there and kind of feels that, catches that medium hop, which is the toughest, as you know. You either want it long or you want it short. The medium one's the tough one.
That in between is tough.
He got her nicely there. So two quick ones on the ground, and Kane Malo to the plate for the Pirates. As Vogt rocks and fires, first offering popped up. Vogt is going to call it. He's going to catch it. Quick 1-2-3 inning, and that does it for the Pirates here in the second. No runs, no hits. No El Rosa airs. Nobody left on base. Six up, six down for Blue Earth thus far. We head to the bottom of the second inning. It's the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. El Rosa taking on Blue Earth, and the Saints got a 1-0 lead over Blue Earth here. We're on to the bottom of the second. That's coming up in 1 minute. Bottom two we go. It'll be Ethan Vogt, James Kiefler, Matt Mittendorf due up for the El Rosa Saints here in the bottom of the second inning. Vogt steps in, looking to help his own cause as he's doing the pitching this evening for El Rosa. First offering, that is lifted into right field. Long run for the right fielder. He's coming on and makes a nice catch cap high. Brandon Olson covering some ground right there. I think we saw in the first game, Donnie, right fielder for Hadley kind of had a tough read on a couple of those balls, but no issues right there for Brandon Olson. He comes charging and making a nice catch.
I kind of found out watching that first game, too. I watched Blake Karsh out there and Hadley's right fielder. I thought they were playing awfully deep, and then towards center they were shaded a little bit. And their leadoff hitter for Hadley hit that one down the line, too. And then, what's his name, Rogers hit that two-run homer right away. And thought, well, you better move in just a hair. I think you should.
Make them burn
you
basically,
bet, you
right?
Bet, you
Take
bet.
Away those little bleeders in front of you. Doubles are worth it back there.
Earn it.
And as James Kiefler to the plate, looks at a first pitch strike, swings at an off-speed right there, and Jimmy's in a hole at 0-2. Young man, heck of a basketball player in his days at BBE. As right back comes the pitcher Aaron Wendt. 0-2 pitch, that's missing up and away. Lineup turns back over. Matt Mittendorf on deck for the Saints.
He had a heck of a region, too. He hit around 230, but he had a double, three base on balls, two sack bunts, hit by pitch. And I watched him in the regions a little bit, too. And I think, too, we had a lot of hit batters, 44 of them, as a matter of fact. I think a lot of them could have been called back.
You think so? Some leaning going on?
I think there was a little leaning going on.
Okay. 2-2 pitch. That's buzzing a little high. So 3-2. And, you know, sometimes, as you well know, you batted plenty of times in your day. You're in there. You got two strikes on you in a big spot. Pitch comes in. Maybe move in a little bit.
Yeah,
and take it off the elbow.
I did that once, and I got hit right in the head, so I wouldn't do that again.
That's the last time Donnie did that. As Kiefler looks at a full count strike, clips the inside corner for out number two. First strikeout here of our evening game here. This is the middle game of our triple header on KASM. We heard Regal, tough loss to Hadley, as the Buttermakers were kind of rocking and rolling today. They had that big sixth inning. Now we got El Rosa and Blue Earth here. And speak of the hit batsman, and she
There's
shows
one.
Up. I don't think Matt moved into that one at all, though.
No, that one hit him in the backside.
So Mittendorf's aboard for the second time in as many trips to the plate.
This could be fun again this year.
Yeah, you bet. You got a tally on you already, or Mary will have to do some number crunching here between games. I actually was listening back to you know, you guys were, all those games were online at mykasm.com, and I was listening back to one of them. It was Mittendorf, a heck of a jump right there, and Hadley hits it on the ground, first pitch swinging, throw across the diamonds in time, 5-3 to retire Hadley on a little hit and run. That AJ, a great jump by Mittendorf there, Donnie, but as a hitter in that spot, I'm not letting that one go by.
No, heck no. Hit and run, what the heck?
Let her go. So that does it for the Saints here in the second. I'll get back to that hit batsman story coming up in the third. No runs on no hits. There were no Blue Earth airs. One runner left on base. Two innings complete. It is El Rosa 1, Blue Earth 0. You're listening to State Tournament Baseball. We head to the third inning. That's coming up in a minute here on KASM. We go 1-0 El Rosa leads. Ethan Vogt back on the mound as a swing and a miss right there from his counterpart here today, as Aaron Wendt swings through the first one, looks at a ball right there, sun poking out from behind the clouds as the 1-1 pitch that's popped up.
Uh-oh.
Kiefler over for a look. Is that on us or a little farther back? Nope, right behind the third base dugout here. One and two, the count to Aaron Wendt. He'll be followed by Josh Franta. Trent Sonicson for Blue Earth here in the top of the third. Bottom of their order in the top of the third. As the two-strike pitch cut on and miss, Eichers gobbles it up. He'll tag out Aaron Wendt. Strikeout for out number one. First strikeout of the afternoon for Ethan Vogt. And what I was saying before the break there, Donnie, is I was listening back to one of the broadcasts and just you talking about how many walks, how many beams happening in the region tournament. Just kind of a head-scratching number. You'd think this is the time of year you'd want to be as efficient as you could and try to eliminate three base runners. And you saw that those numbers got a little out of control a little bit.
44 hit batters in that, and my goodness, with all the walks and stuff too. We had 111 walks, and Mary compiled it here the other night, and she said 30 of those 111 walks actually scored. So I thought, it was a little low, 30, but I thought it'd be more than that. But
it was a little under a third of those, so about a quarter of those walks came around to bite you and let her run in. I know when we played Atwater. We scored five runs in the first inning. We only had one hit.
Right.
All walks and maybe an error in there, but a bounce out right there from John Franta as Franta retired 1-3.
Just in case Runce is listening here, and that foul ball back there, Kirby and I never flinched, never moved. We thought we're going to take it.
Yeah.
He'd have been under this table already.
He'd get a little jumpy as that pitch lifted in the air. Kiefler's coming on. Diving attempt, and Kevin's got it in center field. That a boy, KK, as he makes the nice diving catch in center to retire Trent Sonicson, and that does it for the Pirates here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Three up and three down for the third time for Blue Earth here as we will head to the bottom of the third inning coming up. It's still 1-0 in favor of El Rosa. Bottom of the third's coming up here on KASM. Third we go here at Veterans Memorial Field in Hutchinson. Sun shining on us, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's the heart of the El Rosa order. Austin Hadley, Cody Eichers, Matt Schmitz do up here. Their second look at Aaron Wendt. Left-hander comes right back. 1-0 pitch as Hadley skies this one to center. Center fielder to his left. A couple trots. He's under it. Makes the catch. It's Cody Sokolsky out there, F8, to retire Austin Hadley. Out number one. A couple pitchers, Donnie, pitching like they're double parked here. They got somewhere to be.
Hope they're not going to the same wedding Runce went to.
Yeah, seriously. They hope Randy doesn't eat all the chicken and drink all the whiskey. Must be what they got thinking as Cody Eichers will step in. Cody singled. It was kind of one of the weirder plays you ever seen. Singled it off the pitcher's glove, and second baseman off the ricochet couldn't quite get Eichers in time, and Mittendorf was on second base for El Rosa, and he wasn't stopping.
No, he was not. And I've seen this umpire ump already before, and he's pretty animated, and he watched these two umpires. They hustle. They're down where they're supposed to be.
Well, they got the NL or NW on the hat, so you got to assume it's Northwoods League umpires this time of year. So.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, the fact that you get the best umps you can get at this time of the year. So two strikes on Eichers. Codeman 1-for-1 on the day. 0-2 pitch. That's missing down and away right there from Aaron Wendt. A little lefty-lefty matchup right here. Eichers to be followed by Matt Schmitz for the Saints here in the bottom of the third inning. Two-strike pitch tapped on the ground towards second. Second baseman up with it on the run. That's Sonicson over to his first baseman, Lee Hodges. A little easier for him this time around for Eichers, huh, Donnie?
Yes, it was.
Didn't have to hustle as much, so... Two away.
No play at the plate.
No runner flying around the bases. So two quick ones here in the third. I'm going to bring Matt Schmitz to the plate. It's the catcher, Bobby Olson, comes out and kicks a little dirt off the baseline right there.
Yep.
Tore up pretty good, actually, it looks like. Think about those grass baselines. Is that pitch in there for a strike? We saw it in Painesville. I know St. Martin's got it now. Who else
Farming's
has got it? Farming's got that.
What's your thought on that?
Well, I mean, so it's going to stay level as that pitch missing low. No lips, no edging. It cuts your edging in half. But when it gets soft like this, Donnie, you see it. It gets tore up pretty good.
I think so, too. It's it looks okay. I kind of like the looks of it.
Ball hit to short left field here by Schmidt. Shortstop wants it. Makes the catch on the run. Nice call right there. TJ Schmidtke, F6 for out number three as the Saints go in order. Here in the bottom of the third, no runs, no hits. There were no Pirate errors. Nobody left on base. Blue Earth, 0. It is El Rosa, 1. We are heading to the top of the fourth inning. That's coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM. fourth, top of the order for Blue Earth. It's Cody Sikalski, TJ Schmidtke, Brandon Olson. 1-2-3 in the Blue Earth Pirate batting order. A couple pitches missing wide right there from Ethan Vogt, who got Sikalski to bounce out to James Kiefler. Back in his first time up in the first inning. As Vogt right back, his 2-0 offering. That's in there for a strike. Donnie, we were talking between innings about the all grass. You know, you want your idea for the baselines and for your entire infield as level as possible. And I feel like that makes it a lot easier. You're not mowing, you know, you can mow straight through the whole time. You're not stopping on the same spot, moving those tires right next to that line. And he brought up a great point from a bunt in the first game that just kind of stayed put.
Yep, come down, straight down. And I think the field is a little bit probably soft from last weekend and a little bit of rain today. So it stopped, and it actually had to spin the goal fall, but it couldn't make it.
3-2 the count here to Sikalski. Blue Earth looking for their first base runner. That pitch hit on the ground towards second. A.J. Hadley gobbles that one up, flips it over to first in time. 4-3 to retire Cody Sikalski.
See, that's another thing I kind of watch in these games, too, to watch him running down the line there, Sikalski. He was inside that cutout at first base as he crossed first base. And I seen it in the major leagues where they actually called a runner out for being inside the line.
Inside the baseline.
Yep. You got to be outside or on the line.
On the line or outside of it.
I think it's the last 30 feet, isn't it?
That's where that dash, if you ever see, on that first baseline.
Absolutely.
You got to be in that box when you're running through there. As TJ Schmidtke steps into the batter's box. Bounced out to Pat Ilias his first time up. As Schmidtke missing right there for a ball. Pat's thinking pole here, huh? Look at him over there. He's almost in foul territory at first base.
Yep.
Playing back over there. Is. 1-0 pitch.
So do these guys scout these teams at all, you think, Kirby, a little bit? Or
Blue Earth was playing St. Joe last week, and I saw El Rosa had A.J. Hadley in the stands.
Okay.
I asked him, oh, you're here for the Rockies game? He goes, not really. I'm here looking at Blue Earth as the pitch hit on the ground. Off the pitcher Vogt. Ethan deflects it over to the aforementioned A.J. Hadley. Hadley scoops it up, flips it over to Pat Ilias in a nice little 1-4-3 put out to retire Schmidtke. They're looking over at Ethan, and he says, I'm fine.
Yep. Umpire went out there and said, is there any shoe polish on that ball? I'll give you a different one.
The old shoe polish play right there. That was Schmidtke got a good piece of that one because that was on Ethan pretty quick.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if he deflected it on purpose. That just might have been where his foot was. Kicks it over to Hadley, and A.J. makes the nice play. So two quick ones again here as that brings Brandon Olson to the plate. He just misses with the off-speed pitch right there.
So does Ethan get an assist?
I'd say so. Yeah, he's part of it. I got 1-4-3 in my book. 1-0 pitch. That's missing up and in on Brandon Olson, who flew out to Kevin Kiefler his first time up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ground ball outs of the first 11 outs Ethan Vogt has retired.
Ethan didn't pitch a lot the first part of the season at all, did he?
He had a foot injury this year for El Rosa.
You can tell his arm looks very lively.
Sure does. 2-1 pitch, softly hit towards Mittendorf at short. Maddie's up with it across the diamond in time. And it's another 1-2-3 inning as Blue Earth goes in order again here in the fourth. No runs, no hits. There were no errors. Nobody left on base. 3.5, it's 1-0 in favor of El Rosa. Bottom four is coming up. It's 1 minute right here on KASM. Bottom four we go. State Tournament Baseball, El Rosa Saints, champions of Region 15C. Making their, I think they got shirts. Make it easy on us. I think it's a 7. It's all the years they made it in a 7, so I got to assume it's their 7th state tournament berth, right?
For El Rosa?
Yeah, they all got shirts. It's like all the numbers, all the years on them are kind of spelled out into a 7. I think it's their 7th state berth, as it'll be Pat Ilias, Kevin Kiefler, Ethan Vogt to the plate.
Ilias looks at right.
Is that what it is? Seven of them?
Seven.
Figure that's what that 7 meant, unless it was.
I didn't see that.
I just think I saw maybe a picture online or somebody was wearing them before the game, and I saw the 7 there. It's like, well, it's got to be what that was talking about
there.
As Ilias looks at a couple balls right here, Pat was walked on 5 pitches his first time up.
Recently, 2013.
Yep. They were, I think they made, might have won a game or two down at state to win. State tournament there was Delano and Belle Plaine year.
Yes. Blue Earth's been there 18 times already.
18 as the pitch hit on the ground here for Ilias, and that'll find its way into right field. And the wily veteran sits back and just kind of takes it where that pitch is thrown right there,
Absolutely.
Donnie. Just cracks it into right field for a leadoff single, and got to assume Kevin Kiefler's going to be asked to bunt right here.
He's got a great eye, doesn't he, Pat, at the plate? And Blue Earth 18 times, most recent 2015. They were Class C champs in 2004 and 6.
Good teams for the Pirates. A leadoff man on here, and that's Pat Ilias. Kiefler squares. Kevin pulls back. You talked about the bunts, or excuse me, you talked about the walks and the hit by pitches. I was talking with Kurt Hemish during the Rockies game last week, Don. I don't think the bunting execution was very subpar in the region tournament.
It was horrible. I thought it would. Randy and I both thought we could teach a clinic on bunting just as well as that they were bunting. But
God, all the bombs you guys hit, figured you guys would never hit, never get bunts down.
We were pretty good bunters. You know, that's something you practice. You had to know how to bunt too.
And you bet. It's part of the game. As Kiefler puts one on the ground right in front of home plate, it's fielded by Aaron Wendt. Wendt flips it over to his first baseman, back covering Lee Hodges. 1-3 to retire Kiefler on the sacrifice. Pat Ilias over into second base. So
good.
There
good
we saw bunt. Some execution.
Very good bunt. I did as I was managing, too, a couple of years, and guys would come down to batting practice. They'd stand there, oh, we're just going to take batting practice. I said,
no, we're not
tonight. We're going to bunt until we're blue in the face, and you're going to get it down.
Ethan Vogt into the batter's box. First pitch swinging, fouls it back into the netting. It's a big part of the game, and you and I talked about if there's, you know, not the fact that maybe if you and I thought it was maybe early in the, a little too early in the game to bunt, but doesn't mean you still shouldn't be able to do it.
No, absolutely not. That should be the easiest thing you should be. You know, you got a good pitcher. You square off. If you square off to bunt, you're sacrificing, correct?
Yep.
You should be able to see the pitch a lot clearer that way.
Healthy hack right there from Ethan. He's in a hole at 0-2. Pat Ilias into scoring position.
People are probably thinking, you guys sure harp a lot on bunting.
Well, I mean,
you go back to the wood bat league like we did again, you know, it's a little different in aluminum era.
Turns it back into a smaller small baseball game.
Yes, it does.
Nice breaking ball right there from Aaron Wendt, just missing, and a good eye from Ethan Vogt. 1-2 the count here on Big E, looking to help his cause again. He's got Ilias at second base. Wendt, the lefty set. 1-2 pitch, that's missing high to Vogt. Evens it up at 2-2. Want to say hi, Donnie. Got a Snapchat from Johnny Leeser. He was watching Gopher football practice and Gopher baseball practice in the same complex, and he was listening to you and me. Not a bad little afternoon, huh?
No.
Some guys got it all, huh?
We got to be his favorites, I'd say, right?
It's got to be. It was, I think the pecking order went, you know, us, then go for baseball, then go for football.
That's what I thought, too. He probably didn't say it that way. But
payoff pitch to Vogt is hit on the ground, bobbled by the shortstop. Still got time, fires in time as Vogt is retired. Schmidtke knocked that one down, and Ethan, we talked a little bit. He had the foot injury earlier this year. Maybe doesn't scoot like he maybe once did, but Schmidtke is a strong throw right there.
Yes, he did. He threw a bullet over there from shortstop. And you watch Schmidtke over there. He plays a deep short, and I watch your shortstop. Adam Backus plays a deep short, and a lot of guys do, but the guys that play, like you watch Mitty play shortstop here too, he plays deep, but they charge the ball really well.
Kiefler, first pitch swinging. James lifting one to deep left center field going back. Center fielder now wants it, makes the catch on the run. I had my eye on left fielder John Franta the whole way. Next thing you know, Cody Sokolsky comes in, makes a catch right in front of the 361 sign. Just a long fly ball out right there, but James Kiefler put a charge into it, and that does it for the Saints in the bottom of the fourth. No runs, one hit. There were no Blue Earth errors, one runner left on base. We've played four. It is El Rosa 1, Blue Earth 0. You're listening to State Tournament Baseball Action here on KASM. The top of the fifth is coming up in 1 minute. Top fifth we go. It's the middle third of the Blue Earth Pirate order. Bobby Olson, Lee Hodges, Kane Malo to the plate for the Pirates. First pitch from Vogt, missing for a ball. Second pitch is in there from Ethan. Evens it up at 1-1. 1-0's our score in favor of El Rosa. And looks like we had the backup first baseman in there between innings again, Donnie. Got
yes,
the young Ilias boy out there.
It's fun to watch, isn't it?
It is. Give him a chance to go out there and stand on the state tournament field.
You like to see these young kids get involved with baseball. There's not enough of that going on anymore, I don't think. And you don't see the backyard baseball as much as you did when we were kids. And I still think that's the way to do it. Get him out there.
1-2 pitch from Vogt is hit up the middle. Hadley fields on a backhand. Throws underneath. Throw is not in time. It's a heck of an effort from A.J. Hadley right there, but a little too slowly hit up the middle and a little too quick on the pads as Bobby Olsen's going to get the Blue Earth first base run. runner and first base hit here as the perfect game and the no-hitter go out the door and on one pitch. And that's a tough one right there,
yes,
Donnie.
Yes, it was. It was a tough situation for Hadley at second there, and he couldn't get enough on the throw.
Well, you got all your momentum going absolutely into the left field foul pole, and you got to try bringing it back to first base.
It's not
going to
work.
Not an easy play. So we'll see if Lee Hodges squares here, as Hodges does square to bunt. He pops this one up, though. It's still going to drop, and now what do we do? So it's a runner safe at first. It's a tough read right there. So he popped the bunt up, but nobody could get it as Pat Ilias was staying put at first base. It's good base running right there from Bobby Olson. He didn't want to go take off towards second because the ball's popped up. There's a double play written all over it right there, but the ball drops. So Ethan just goes over and tags out Bobby Olson. So they just swap runners at first on the fielder's choice.
I thought at first there Ethan was going to have a chance to flip it to Pat Ilias there to get the runner because the runner that wasn't first was far enough off, and he got back in time.
Yeah, Ethan somehow gets that to first in time to get to Hodges, and then they would have got the double play.
Yeah,
ball dropped right there. Good hustle by Hodges to stay out of the double play. So he's aboard at first now. It's Kane Malo to the plate. First pitch to Kane, missing outside for a ball.
So there's another example of bunting up in the air like that. It's kind of a wasted out, isn't it?
Well, so basically, Don, you and I talking about whether it's a good time to bunt or not earlier in the game, you're giving up an out awfully early in the ball game.
Yes,
and there you're giving up an out, and you didn't even get what you were looking for, getting the guy in scoring position.
And you're close to a double play, real easy.
Two wide ones from Vogt to Malo, who flew out to Ethan to end the second inning. One away here in the top of the fifth. Ethan's 2-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike. Nice stick by Cody Eichers, so 2-1 the count.
I think he asked Cody, where was that? Because Cody was shaking his head. Yep, that was a strike.
That was in there. That's what the catcher's always going to say when the ump said so, yeah.
No, I thought it was a ball. You didn't swing at it.
Yeah, exactly. Vogt, long pause here. His 2-1 healthy hack at that one by Malo. He comes up empty to even it up at 2-2. Just getting the old back loose. Randy Rothstein style, huh?
Yeah. Randy got his back loose when he was trying to pitch.
Not the outfielders next. Those weren't getting loose. Ethan set right at the letters. Big two-strike pitch coming here as time called.
Ooh, nice pitch.
That was a good pitch, too. It doesn't count. It won't count on a clicker or in a scorebook anywhere, but it was a good-looking spot from Vogt. What do you think right fielder Austin Hadley? Is he battling some sun right now or what? That left arm's going to get tired holding that up in front of the face. 2-2 the count here to Kane Malo. 2-2 pitch is low. Nice gobble up right there by Cody Eichers. Fills it up at 3-2. And Donnie, we're going to see Hodges maybe take off early here, try to stay out of a double play. You hate to get him thrown out, though, if you come up with a strikeout.
Strikeout, throw him out.
We'll keep our eye over at Lee Hodges at first. There he goes. That pitch is tapped on the ground, and they'll stay out of the double play as Kiefler up with it at third. Fires it across the diamond. No play for him at second as Hodges would have gotten there easily. So 5-3 to retire Malo. Two away.
Little hit and run going on there.
Well, I think it's just more of an opportunity right there. You send the guy to ball hit on the ground. It keeps him out of the double play. Could have been a hit and run as well, but so two down, runner in scoring position now, and Aaron Wendt into the batter's box.
Yeah, we have the sun directly behind us, so the right fielder, it's got to be straight in his face out there.
Donnie's neck's going to be nice and brown tomorrow.
Yep.
First pitch missing for a ball to Aaron Wendt, who struck out first time up. It's the only strikeout Ethan's recorded thus far. Yeah, it sets right behind this third base dugout here to our left. As the pitch hit on the ground up the middle, Mittendorf will field, flips it over to first. Ilias dicked it out nicely, and a 6-3 put out. Mittendorf had to, we talked a tough play for Hadley going the wrong direction. Matty throws it across the diamond while he's running towards the scoreboard. A nice play right there by Mittendorf, and a better pick at first base, Donnie.
Yeah, a really nice pick by Pat.
So four. Blue Earth here in the fifth. They scored no runs on one hit. There was no El Rosa errors. One big runner left on base. 4.5. It is El Rosa 1, Blue Earth 0. We're heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. That's coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.